My name's Alex Webb. I'm here on the behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It is the 21st of August, 2009. Could you please state your full name, your date of birth, and where you come from?
My name is Alex Wilson. My date of birth is the 14th of May, 1956, and I come from Belfast, Northern Ireland.
Where did you first hear about the project, and what inspired you to take part?
Two things I knew from, I watched or listen to what Anthony Gormley does, so I follow his thing, so I knew it was happening. How did I get it to? My daughter actually put my name forward unbeknown to me, so that's the reason I'm here. She actually wanted to do it, so but she decided to put all her family's name through as well.
And how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
Shocked. I think I heard at 11:30 that one of the evenings I got an email from you to say, and I phoned her and said, oh, right, okay. What's happening? So that was it. We talked about it.
How did she react?
She was quite annoyed because she didn't get on, but quite surprised that I got on. So I'm pleased. So I think my husband was quite relieved when he didn't.
Yes. And then what do you plan to do on the plinth and why?
I'm planning to play solitaire. I play solitaire anyway, so it was one of the reasons to do it. And it sort of ties in with the plinth because they say Napoleon years ago was one of the first people to play it, and when he was in captivity. I think that ties a little bit into him and Nelson as well, so that's part of it.
Could you tell us maybe a little bit about your background and maybe where you're from and just kind of...
I was born in Northern Ireland, Belfast, and I've lived there for 50 odd years, I was worked there. Went to school there, worked stockbrokers, then I raised my family since then too. Mm-hmm. And I still live there. And my children both live in London now, and that's why I come back forwards quite a lot to see them.
Mm-hmm. So is the family quite artistic?
My daughter is a sculptress. She graduated from St Martin's College years back, and she's now in her own right doing some artwork herself. Mm-hmm. And my son works in the city.
Have you been involved in the creative arts yourself?
I've always been interested in art, and we've always gone around visiting art galleries, and I've always brought my children into that art world. And since Laura came and as a young child and started to develop art, I've been heavily involved in her work and still am. I help her all the time.
So what does she make?
She makes different medias using all different materials. At the moment she's actually into making walls, brick walls and things. So mm-hmm. That's her material at the minute. Mm-hmm. Which is quite fascinating. She's got quite a few projects going, and she's got a couple of shows going, etc. And I'm sort of semi-involved in helping her. That, well, the family are, because we're very supportive to her. Because the art world is not easy, as you know.
Yeah.
it's very hard. But that's nice, because I suppose she feels she's involved in this too. I suppose that's one of the reasons why we said yes to it.
And in terms of the plinth, who would you say you're doing this for?
I think I'm doing it for myself, obviously, but I've had the support of my family long to do it too. Hopefully some of them, well, they might get up another hour or so and come and see me. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it for myself.
What would you say is important in your life at the moment?
Meaning?
If there was one thing you had to say, you know, if there was of importance. Could it be family or career?
Well, your family obviously are the most important thing, and I think that's probably the most important thing. What my daughter and son are doing in their life at the moment, because it's nice to see, especially with Laura, because the art world is so interesting too.
Mm.
And once you're in it, you realise just how hard work it is, and you appreciate it too. I think, and you appreciate all the background work that everybody does to get that one person to a certain place.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, having your daughter involved in the arts, does that give you kind of obviously a greater insight into kind of...
Well, I know a lot more. I a lot more background to artists and things maybe, and we go to a lot of art exhibitions, and you know, I've followed, hence Anthony Gormley's work and things. You know, I would know a fair wee bit about what people are doing. Different shows that are on at the moment, and we go to quite a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Are you a follower of Anthony Gormley's work?
I've been interested in his work, yes. Yeah, I wouldn't say he's one of my very favourite followers, but I do we do know what he does or recognise what he does.
What other artists are of interest?
My most favourite obviously is Francis Bacon, but I mean yesterday I went to see Gilbert and George, and you know there's different, I have a fairly wide variety of artists. That's modern and old, classical.
Yeah. And do you have any hopes and fears about going on the plunge?
Not really, no. As long as I survive it, I suppose, is the main thing. I suppose, I suppose part of me thinks, why am I doing this? I suppose I'm questioning it. I suppose
I mean,
we all
see,
do that.
Do you see it as, in a way, a challenge?
Well, my daughter says it's part of history, part of it, so I suppose I have to look at it from that point of view.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been involved in the performing arts or any kind of event in a fine art context?
No, not, well, no, not, nothing, no, I haven't. No.
And after having stood on the plinth,
mm-hmm.
do you think it will kind of have an impact on...
I think it's something that you'll think about and realise that you did it, especially probably whenever it actually is more public, made more public, you know, when you're watching the programmes and things, and maybe, I don't know if you're doing a full programme on it at some stage, I suppose, maybe people, and it's quite interesting reading and watching your reviewers talking about the plinth as well. I think that's quite interesting because you're getting different views of, is it a good thing or a bad thing, or... But I think it's okay. I don't disagree with it. I think it's, everybody's entitled to have their 1 hour, I think, of what they want to do.
And you mentioned earlier, so you worked as a stockbroker.
Yes.
And then, is that what you do currently?
No, I don't do that now. I've left. So I don't do anything. Well, I don't do anything, but I'm not, I don't have a permanent job at the moment.
And also, I mean, with like your daughter's kind of involvement in the arts, I mean, have you ever wanted to kind of get involved in the arts? I mean, have you ever had a desire to create?
And I think not really, no. I don't think so. No, I've never wanted to draw. I've never wanted to, yes, it is. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And if there was something you had to say about yourself, like one...
Well, I think that's not good. Well, I wrote on the thing, I have patience, so I think I do have patience. So.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Well, thanks a lot for the interview. That was great.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.